A well-known community advocate is poised to make the leap to Bloomington City Council after being appointed by the mayor.
And now it feels like the right time to begin to actually do something concrete.
That's Molly Ward. I'm Dina Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Wednesday, October 28th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now, let's lead off with Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner's choice to fill a vacancy on the City Council. Eric Stock reports Molly Ward, a hospital chaplain and community faith leader, has never served elected office, but she knows City Hall pretty well through her advocacy.
Ward has been involved in many social justice causes. She is the faith and outreach co-chair for Bloomington Normal Not in Our Town and co-founder of the McLean County Interfaith Alliance. Ward says she hopes to put her social advocacy to good use on the City Council.
I'm realizing that I've spoken out about community issues, I've marched about community concerns, and now it feels like the right time to begin to actually do something concrete.
One of those issues is a welcoming ordinance to limit police interaction with federal immigration agents. In 2018, Mayor Renner directed the police department to make it part of its policy. Ordinance supporters have reignited their campaign in recent weeks to urge the council to adopt it. Ward says she plans to speak with the residents in Ward 7 in West Bloomington to gauge their interest, but she believes the city must embrace the ideals that such an ordinance symbolizes.
I think that we need to make this a community where everybody feels safe enough to be able to reach out for help when they need it, that they are able to tap into the resources that they need.
Renner says Ward's history of advocating for the less fortunate moved her to the top of the list of 9 candidates.
As someone who has very, very long record of being empathetic and understanding.
The City Council will consider the nomination at its November 9th meeting. Kelby Cumston, a project manager for affordable housing construction, is the only candidate to have declared for the City Council seat in the April 2021 election. Ward says she hasn't decided whether to run for the 4-year term. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County's COVID-19 testing positivity rate has topped 5% for the first time since a late summer surge tied to ISU. Our region's positivity rate is 7.5% and rising. Governor J.B. Pritzker and the Illinois Department of Public Health announced new guidelines for youth and adult winter sports that temporarily put a halt on competitive basketball, hockey, and wrestling. And former Normal City Manager Mark Peterson has been hired as the new interim general manager at Connect Transit. The previous interim GM, Martin Glaze, is leaving for a job in Texas. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Illinois lawmakers not only legislate, they help connect residents of their districts to state services. Sometimes they smooth the way through complicated procedures. The pandemic has changed that. State Senator Jason Barrickman of Bloomington says it's harder to hold personal meetings with constituents and agency staff, and his office has had to adapt.
I wouldn't say that we have tremendous foot traffic, but that has certainly come to nearly a halt. Legislators, lawmakers, myself, we spend a lot of time in our day interacting with people. Historically, those interactions are at a personal level in person, and by and large, those have cut down significantly. I used to spend a lot of time on the phone. I spend much more time on the phone, which probably my wife said was never possible. It actually you look for the positives, and the positives are, I think of the district that I represent, it stretches some 2.5 hours east to west. And so, historically people would want to have meetings with me. I might be traveling across the state to meet with folks, or they may be traveling themselves to meet. Today, I think people are just more accustomed to picking up the phone, scheduling some time, and talking through some issues.
Has it affected the volume of people that you serve, or the quality of the service in time to resolution of a particular request to bird dog something through an agency or something like that?
The impact that I have seen is that a number of the state agencies have not been fully operational. And, you know, there have been lots of news reports about the struggles of people dealing with unemployment. That agency has tasked its employees, I don't know if all of them, but, you know, significant numbers of its employees were working remotely, working from home or what have you. And it just made communicating with the state agencies that much more difficult. I think, again, from the public's perspective, there's a historical kind of mindset that is one where you walk into state agencies. You know, think of your DMVs and places like that. Those things just did not become as possible. And especially for some of our more mature listeners, there is that expectation that you can walk in and that's just not, it's not the same anymore. And so people are adjusting.
Is it going to permanently change that culture?
I think there will be some permanent changes, and some of that can be good, right? I mean, the opportunity to operate, I think the whole world who's navigating COVID is finding ways to operate, and hopefully they're finding ways to operate more efficiently. Government has long been criticized for being slow to evolve, adapt, known for bureaucracy and inefficiencies. So you could argue that this gives us an opportunity to improve that, frustrated at first and not. But it creates some pressure on all of us to ask, how can we deliver the services that we're asked to deliver?
That's State Senator Jason Berrickman speaking with Charlie Schlenker. Before we let you go, the Unit 5 School Board meets at 6:30 tonight. On the agenda is a new contract with its Support Professionals Union. District 87's board is also meeting at 6:30. They'll discuss how much the district plans to seek in property tax revenue next time around. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering non-stop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.